USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Several people are dead after a tornado hit the town of Glen Allen, Missouri, about 100 miles south of St. Louis. Glen Allen resident Stan Woodfin says the town was wiped out.
All those trees my dad had planted are all laying down in the creek, and the upper part of town is in just as bad a shape or worse than this is here.
Authorities are now going door-to-door in a search and rescue mission, but four deaths in the town have been confirmed. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not appeal a federal judge's order that he testify in the ongoing investigation of former President Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It's unclear exactly when Pence will appear before the Washington, D.C. grand jury. Taiwan's president is in the U.S. for talks with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Our cooperation with the people of Taiwan continue to expand through dialogue and exchange.
Those talks were held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. It's the highest level meeting of a Taiwanese president on U.S. soil since 1979. China, however, warned the sit-down would be a provocation and Beijing would respond. The founder of Cash App is dead after being stabbed in San Francisco. 43-year-old Bob Lee was also the former chief technology officer of the app Square. Lee's death comes following reports that Cash App's parent company Block is allowing fraud and crime to run rampant on the app. A Pew Research Center report says the effects of the Federal Reserve continuing to raise interest rates will hit black employees the hardest. The report says black and Hispanic Americans feel effects of unemployment rates most when the economy takes a downturn. And get ready to see higher prices at the pump. Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut oil production will cause gas prices to rise. Estimates range anywhere from a 10 to 20 cent per gallon increase. The average price of gas in the U.S. right now, $3.52. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The city of Chicago has a new mayor.
Brandon Johnson is celebrating after being elected Chicago's 57th mayor. The Cook County Commissioner spoke to supporters after narrowly defeating former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis in yesterday's election.
You know, they said this would never happen. So, you know, if they didn't know, now they know.
Johnson is replacing incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who lasted only one term. He will be sworn in on May 15th. I'm Skip Kelly.
California Governor Gavin Newsom traveling across the country, visiting red states on what he's calling a campaign for democracy. He spent today in Montgomery, Alabama, saying that state is experiencing a massive rollback of freedoms.
Not just about one moment, it's about many moments creating movements. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to be required of us to address so much of the rights regression, so much of the rollback and the progress that we've all enjoyed, the national advancement of rights in the last 50 years.
He tweeted that leaders in the GOP are trying to wipe away our history. He's using his tour to prop up Democrats and progressive causes in Republican-led states. LSU women's college basketball star Angel Reese took issue with First Lady Jill Biden's suggestion that both LSU and runner-up Iowa should be invited to the White House. The Tigers claimed their first women's national title on Sunday, beating the Hawkeyes. Iowa's Caitlin Clark agreed with Reese in an ESPN interview, saying trips to the White House should be for winners only. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.